I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Portnoy joining us, been following the Trump campaign. Stephen, last night, Trump holding a campaign rally at Madison Square Garden. Is it a little unusual to be focusing in on MSG in New York City instead of a battleground state?
It's unusual, to be sure, which is why I think Trump did it. Look, he was able to fill the 19,000-seat arena, may have even had more people than that, I'm not sure. The point is, Donald Trump was basking in the adulation of a rally crowd that, was in his hometown of New York City. He hit his greatest hits over an hour and roughly 20 minutes on stage. It promised it would be Liberation Day on day one, launching the largest deportation program in American history, speaking of his critics as the enemy from within, blasting the press and Democrats. But it was the pre-show that's getting a lot of attention this morning. You had incendiary, vulgar, racist remarks on the stage from speakers who called, for example, Sid Rosenberg, a New York City radio host, said that Kamala Harris and her supporters are Jew haters, that she's married to one who is Jewish. There was a speaker who called the vice president the devil and the Antichrist. And the most attention is being paid to a comic who's little known, who has a following, a podcast. He's known as a roaster, but he called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage, and also a joke about Latino men and procreation that I can't repeat on broadcast radio because it's not appropriate for children who may be in the audience at this hour.
Stephen, though, what did the Trump campaign say about that?
Well, about the Puerto Rico joke. The Trump campaign distanced itself and has done so repeatedly. There was a statement last night, quote, "This joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign." This morning in an interview on Fox News, a Trump campaign spokeswoman reiterating that point. Rick Scott, the Florida Republican senator, up for re-election next week in a state with a million Puerto Rican residents, says that this joke is not funny and it's not true. And importantly, it happened as yesterday the Harris campaign was talking about all the things it's going to do for Puerto Rico. And you've got Bad Bunny, Jennifer Lopez, and Ricky Martin resharing that video and Harris's plans for Puerto Rico to millions of their followers. So a terribly inconvenient thing for the Trump campaign to have a joke about Puerto Rico getting attention at this moment.
Hey, Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live here on WBEN. 8 days to go until the election.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.